I'm Brendan, and I'm 7 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Brendan, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to the last week of Kids Commute for the school year. It has really flown by, and this week it's Request Week. We thought we would turn the choices over to you and let you decide what we heard on Kids Commute this week. We're going to start out with our friend Brendan. Thanks for choosing, Brendan. He decided that he wanted to hear something he had already heard this year. He had a favorite thing going back to Monster Week. We're going to hear the main title from the 1954 version of Godzilla. That was written by the Japanese composer Akira Ifukube, who decided to become a composer at age 14. His main job was as a forestry officer, though. He did that for a long time before he became a composer full-time. A note on the word Godzilla. Originally, in Japanese, the word was Gojira, which was a cross between gorilla, meaning gorilla, and Kujira, which means whale, because Godzilla was supposed to be kind of a combination of a gorilla and a whale, but it became Americanized later to Godzilla. Something to keep your ears open for. Ifukube made many of the sound effects in the film, and he made Godzilla's roar by rubbing a resin-covered leather glove along the loosened strings of a double bass, like this. Now, Brendan says,
I like the Godzilla music because it has a lot of action. Roll the tape.
So, okay, let's roll the tape. Here's the main title from Godzilla, 1954, by Akira Ifukube, from the original movie soundtrack. For our friend Kids Commuter Brendan, the main title from Godzilla, 1954, by Akira Ifukube. Now, Kids Commuters, we'll have one last Quizlet for this school year. We will ask you this question every day, give you some hints. If you get the answer right, you can win a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Here is the question. We're going to give you a phrase this week of something you might say on the last day of school. We're going to do it every day in a different language and see if you can guess what the phrase means. Because we heard the music from Godzilla today, thought it might be fun to start out with the phrase in Japanese. So, what does this mean? Subarashi natsu o sugosu. What does that mean? If you know, good on ya. Send us a text with the answer and your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. Thank you, Brendan. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow, or as we'd say in Japanese, sayonara.
Interlaken Public Radio.